I'm joined by Donegal's Abigail Temple-Wasoku ahead of what can only be described as a massive game against Armagh.
Mm-hmm.
What's the mood like inside the camp?
The mood inside the camp, really positive. We're all just encouraging each other and taking training each day as it comes, just making sure we're giving 110% and just taking it from there and trying to do the basics right.
I was saying the league campaign, like Galway were, you know, they were strong in nearly all their games, and from chatting to Amy Garland and Monaghan, she said something similar, whereas the rest of your games are all pretty tight, so you're bound to take loads coming into the championship, because mm-hmm. I suppose that was a league you have to build on.
Yeah, definitely. Division 1 and Division 2 leagues, there's nothing in them. You know, whenever you're going into Division 2 games, there's never going to be an easy game. We took a lot from the league. I think the first few games we were a bit unsettled, kind of trying to just get to know each other, still trying to play together. But by the end of the league, I think we really came together and really performed. That Cork game we played, I think we only lost by 4. Obviously Cork went into the final then. I think we really put it up to them and showed how good we are.
And the squad itself, obviously over this past few years, the county has lost a lot of real experienced players, players who've played for, you know, so many games for Donegal. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of transition now, but the youth that has come into the squad seems to have helped, and from chatting to Roisin Rogers earlier in the year, she was saying the same. So you're sort of making your own team now.
Yeah, definitely. It is a transition period, but I think we're building every year. We're going on and we have missed out. We have lost some great players and big players, but the youth that's coming in, these girls are going to be here for a lot of years to go on. Like, and we're just going to keep building each time. And look, we kept our status for Division 2, so we're doing something right.
Because I don't really like using the word transition, because it's maybe unfair to the group that's there, but I suppose it is important to build your own team. That, I suppose that's my point.
Definitely, yeah. We are, whatever team comes in at the start of the year, that's our team. Like, it isn't transition. It's who's there and who wants to work hard and who wants to be there. And, you know, we'll make of it what we want to make of it. And we can only do our best, and that's all we can ask for, really.
And Armagh in the other corner, and a team who have been progressing themselves, have been playing in Division 1, so a huge task for anybody that's playing them, so that's now the cards that you have at the other side of the table. So what's the thoughts?
Definitely. Well, Armagh is just a great team. Like, they were playing against Kerry in the Division 1 final there. Just a great team and a great competitor. Great competitors, like, very strong girls, and, you know, we're just going to have to reach their standards and come up against them and, you know, try our best to win next Saturday. But yeah, we're working hard in training, and we're just trying to work each time to get the basics right and get what we need to work on from the league and push on now into championship. And this is a great run in then to the All-Ireland series as well. Like, it isn't just finished after Ulster.
Yeah, I suppose the All-Ireland series is different, but like after the league, and I suppose by its nature it's a game every week, or you might have a 2-week break, but the break between league and championship, is that difficult? Or probably the same for everybody, but how have you coped with it?
Yeah, I know in other provinces they've had round ones and round twos, but we're straight into a final. It has been good in ways, like we have got extra time to work on things that we needed to work on. I guess some people could say there's a downside to it, but I think we've taken the positive from it and just worked on things we needed to work on a bit better, and just gave us more time to work on these things, so I think it's great.
And the other point is, you're playing a double header. Like, I remember seeing you playing Cavan a couple of years ago. I can't remember what year it was. And there was a men's game on, and straight after it was a double header, and it was packed. So that atmosphere you're going to have is bound to be something you're really looking forward to, because two Donegal teams are going to Clonus looking for two pieces of silverware, and it's bound to be a great occasion.
Yeah, like, Ulster football's where you want to be. Like, the double header would be a great opportunity to showcase the ladies' football. I think it's really important for us to be showcased like this, and what a great way to do it. Like, people are getting to see two games on next Saturday. It's just a matter of these people coming out to watch the ladies' game as well, just before they go into the men's games. But no, I think it's a great occasion, and great occasion for both counties, so it'll be a good day out.
Like, over this past couple of years, there's been two that stick into my head that went all the way. You said extra time, no shortage of drama, so I would imagine you're hoping that's what's going to be this time.
Yeah.
It's bound to be great to play in those days.
No, it is, yeah. I think last year was probably one of the the best games I've ever played, to be honest. It was such a great day, and Clonus is where you want to be as well. We took a lot out of last year's Ulster final, but again, we're taking what we can from this year as well. Like, we just have to keep building and just make sure we do the basic things right next Saturday.